Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of No Context Convos. I'm your host, Brianna.
Oh, that's my part. Sorry, I was thinking. And I'm Dakota.
He had to use his whole brain to think about whatever he was thinking about, so he couldn't remember all two of his brain cells.
I was thinking about this morning when I was putting these clothes on and how the other episode you were like, you always wear that shirt.
And now you're just always going to wear the shirt on purpose.
Well, it was on top of the stack of clothes, so I chose that one.
The fact that I carefully pick my outfits, and he's like, when I was on top.
I was looking at what I was wearing, and I'm like, I'm only one pair of Skechers away from being the dad of every suburban
life. See, the thing is, I love Skechers. So I don't agree with this whole thing about, like, Skechers are only for dads.
That's not what I'm saying.
What were you saying then?
I'm just saying that's like the thing. All I need is like a pair of ankle high socks or whatever the hell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The long socks.
Anyway, last weekend we went to the Gold Coast.
Gold Coast.
Gold Coast. Anyway.
The coast is not made of gold. I don't know why it's called that other than the sun sets on the coast.
I actually don't know either, but that was funny to me. It also does not set on the coast.
It sets way off in the distance.
Sun rises on the coast. Yeah, I was about to say it rises on the ocean, so it sets behind you.
Yeah, that's right.
It was really nice. I really enjoyed the trip, honestly. So we stayed in the Meriton at Southport, which was, it was funny. People were asking me where we stayed. And I was telling, oh, like the Meriton. And they're like, oh my God, I love that. And I was like, yeah, we went to the one on Southport. And everybody was like, why did you go there?
What's wrong with Southport?
What's wrong with Southport? And they were like, well, that's not the one that everybody else goes to. Like, there are two that everybody else goes to. And I was like, yeah, the Broad Beach one and then the Surfers Paradise one. Mm. And I was like, yeah, but those ones are like more expensive.
Yeah, the cost of fare to get from one place to the other is like insignificant.
Yeah, I was going to say the G is like, it to go anywhere on the G, it's pretty much all the same price. Yeah. And the G station was directly outside of the Southport Meriton. Whereas I don't think that it's that directly outside of any of the others. I mean, I get it. The other ones are technically on the other side of the canal. And so technically you can like be up against the ocean there. But I'm just like, I don't really, like, I don't need to be in the ocean. The ocean and I, we're besties from apart.
When you're 45 floors up, I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's the same fucking view.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter how close you are when you're 45 stories up.
Exactly. So we were like in the 42nd floor or something like that. Whatever. And we really enjoyed, we had like a corner room, which was just beautiful. And I'm glad that my aunt and her friend told us to book that kind of room because it was just, it was a super sweet.
Sweet?
Sweet, yeah. Hey. Anyway, we had the mini ocean suite and it was just really nice because like the bedroom's separate from the living space. And then it had a full kitchen with like microwave, oven, stovetop, refrigerator, freezer, everything you need. What?
I'm just thinking like, but how bad would it be, really, if the bedroom didn't have walls and it was part of the living space still?
I personally do not like hotel rooms that are set up that way as much. I would prefer the bedroom be separate. Mm. And I think in this case, it's very important because there's the full kitchen. Mm-hmm. And so if you were to cook anything, like there's no escaping the smell or the smoke or whatever.
Sure.
You're cooking. Whereas if you have it set up like that was there, you can close the door to the bedroom and it'll be fine. Mm. I don't know. I feel like it gives off more of a like homey vibe rather than like I'm a studio all up in your face at all seconds because you can't escape anything. Like everything's in one room. So I don't know. I really enjoyed it because of that. The balcony was amazing. The view from the bedroom was just like astounding because like it's like floor to ceiling windows all around, which side night makes it really warm, especially when you first get there in the afternoon and the like cleaning ladies have left the windows open all day. It's like walking into like a sauna. Anyway, so that was just kind of like where we stayed. And then there was a bunch of cute, really cute restaurants. And that was the other thing that I was telling them. And there's like, but there's nothing to do over in Southport. And I was like, no, it's the perfect combination of there being a lot of, like, there was like, I want to say 6 or 7 restaurants within very close walking distance.
The same block.
Literally on the same block. And there was all different kinds of cuisines that you could choose.
And a grocery store.
And there was a Woolies underneath and a liquor store. And there's a tavern inside underneath the hotel.
Yeah.
So I just felt like it was a very good location because when you go to Broadbeach or Surfers Paradise, like, you're all up in everything. Like, there are people everywhere. There is, like, restaurants that are blaring music at. Like, I'm sure there are more restaurants in Broadbeach. And we went down to Broadbeach and we saw that. But I'm just like, I don't necessarily want to be staying in that area because I'm like, there's no escaping the craziness. I would prefer going out, doing my thing, and then coming back to the hotel, having like a more quiet dinner, and then like retiring and like listening to like music or watching a TV show or reading my book or something in the evening without having to listen to like 1,000 raucous people downstairs.
Raucous?
Ruckus.
Ruckus.
Okay. Ruckus. I don't know.
I didn't know if you were inventing a new word or not.
You seem to think I keep inventing words, and that's not. You're They're just words you've never heard.
You're just saying it wrong.
I don't think it matters if you say it ruckus or raucous.
Raucous is an O.
Raucous.
Not ruckus with ruckus, a U. Ruckus,
fine, whatever. I misspoke.
I just didn't know. Not trying to like.
Do you ever, like, whenever you're saying words, do you picture them in your mind?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
What do you mean?
Like, in my brain, I'm, like, writing the word as I'm talking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's cool.
In my head, I said, like, I just said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And in my head, it was like, pow, 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 pow.
Mine's handwriting, actually, oh. Not like,
mine's pow, like pow, pow. Comic impact font.
Oh, Lord.
Giant letters.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's you talking, then sometimes it's like...
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Anyway, so do you want to give a brief explanation of the things we did?
The things we did?
Yeah,
we went to Subway. You went to Subway for the first time.
This is the one thing he remembers from our trip that cost a lot of money. We went to Subway.
Why did it cost a lot of money?
Not the Subway. Just like, it was a vacation.
Holiday, why did it cost sorry. A lot of money? That's what you said. The one thing that I remember that cost a lot of money.
No, out of the vacation that cost a lot of money, this is the one thing you remember.
Yeah, Subway. It's significant to me because on like the third episode of this podcast, you talked about how much you never wanted to go to Subway.
I will say, I'm a Subway convert. Maybe just the Australian version of Subway.
They have carrots. Or they have
better things. Yeah, they have carrots here.
The bread is better.
Yeah, I'm definitely... So this is what I'm saying. So this is the second time I've had it. We had it yesterday again. The first time when we were in the Gold Coast, kind of was a shitty sandwich, honestly. For yeah. me, at least, it was not worth the money because they barely put anything on there. I kept having to be like, can I have some more of that onion? Can I have more of this lettuce?
Subway turning into Chipotle.
Yeah, literally. They're giving Chipotle. So... You know what haunts me? The fact that Chipotle half fills those stupid vinaigrette cups.
Mm.
And then they give like multiple to somebody because they're half full. And I'm like, you could just fill it the whole way and you'd be saving the planet from all this plastic you're using.
Well, there's a lot of things wrong with Chipotle.
Indeed. Doesn't stop me from wanting to watch all the mukbangs and then want to eat it myself. So anyway. But anyway, so... First one kind of sucked. And then he was like, okay, there's one in Alexandra Hills back in Brisbane. That's actually pretty good. So I went there yesterday and I picked up sandwiches for both of us. And that one was really good. Like she really stuffed mine really full. Like I don't know how much yours was stuffed, but yeah. I felt like it was pretty decent.
I felt like I got my money's worth out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say I tried to I took a bite of yours. So I'm definitely going to like swap out the bread. Next time, because I was getting Italian the regular white cheese. Bread, and he was like, you should get the Italian herb and cheese one, because it's so much better. And then I tried it, and it was really good.
Yeah. Did you like the sweet onion sauce, or whatever they call that?
I actually did. It's giving vinaigrette kind yeah, of yeah. vibes.
It was nice. It's pleasant.
It's pleasant?
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, I got honey mustard and garlic aioli on mine, and I actually really like that combo. I feel like garlic aioli in the sweet onion dressing would be good too.
My boss would get 4 stripes of mayo on his sandwich.
That's a lot of mayo.
Yeah, with just ham, lettuce, and tomato.
This is why I did not go to Subway. Because growing up, my mom and dad always said, why go to Subway when we can make sandwiches at home?
Hmm.
And I was kind of like, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Oh yeah, it's definitely cheaper.
It's definitely cheaper. But the thing that I like, for that guy I don't understand. If you're going to get ham, lettuce, and tomato on a piece of bread with some mayo, bitch, you can make that shit at home.
He could.
You can make that shit at home because there's no reason that you should be paying like $10 for a foot long.
Especially he would get double meat too. So like he would definitely save a lot of money doing it. Yeah,
like that's like $12 for a fucking sandwich, bro.
But hey, so, I did have it once.
I'm sure freaking it's good. Great. I'm it's sure great. It's great.
I don't know why it's so good because it doesn't, like, if I made it at home, would not be as good. But for some reason, it's there. It's great.
So we got Subway, and that's the one thing you remember from the trip? You remember anything else?
We went to see a bunch of koalas.
Yeah, we went to Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary, which, funny, I was not expecting it to be that easy to get to. But it's super easy to get to. You just take the G all the way down to Broad Beach South, which is the end of the line. And then you just get on a bus and then they take you all the way there.
You hyped it up way more.
What?
Yeah.
You?
Me?
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
You didn't like the Australian zoo?
The Australian zoo is not another zoo. That's the zoo.
That's one of the biggest ones, or most well-known, at least.
Yes.
The Sydney Zoo. The Sydney Zoo is pretty well-known.
Dissatisfied. The best thing about that place was a kangaroo park, which I could go outside and find.
No. Okay, so we spent the entire day there, basically.
Pretty much.
And I will say, I don't know if it's just because I'm older and like it takes less time to walk around places, but when I was a kid, it took us way longer to do zoos than it takes me to do zoos now.
Man, our kids are going to be, like, so exhausted because I'm going to walk at 6 miles an hour and they're going to be like...
No, I'm going to make you carry them. You'll carry them the whole way because it'll slow you down and then they won't have to run.
That's not true. I am fully capable of running with 50 pounds in my hand.
You should not be running with a child in your hands unless something is on fire.
I'll look like a thief, a child thief.
Stop that man. Yeah. He's got my baby.
That would be true, but that's also my baby.
Just forget to mention that part. See how many people tackle you. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. What a terrible situation. That would totally work.
It would. Anyway, I wouldn't do that, though, because that's horrible. It's funny to think about, though. So that's sad that you didn't like Currumbin, because I had the best time. That was the best day for me.
It's not that I didn't like it. It's just that I've been to some pretty good zoos.
Where?
In America.
Where?
I don't know.
Apparently, they're very influential to you. So where the hell are they?
What I mean is I have memories of zoos, I guess, that are more impactful to me.
Well, you were also a child, and so I imagine zoos were more impactful to you as a child than they are now, because that's just kind of how things work.
No. Recent years.
What recent years?
Like, last decade.
Uh-huh. He conveniently doesn't want to speak of these things, because he's a bitch.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Every time you talk about your past and you just like hint at things, I'm just like,
What?
I don't know.
I'm not hinting. I just don't remember the time.
Well, that's the thing I don't get with you is like, you're like, oh, it's not as good as other things I've done. But yet you can't remember the other things you have done. So it's really not true.
Here's what I know. I know I've been places. I know I was more happy there than I was here. That's all I need to know.
But do you actually, or is it just a constant comparison in your head? And because we are in the here and now, we are more likely to compare and contrast with things in the past and look upon the past in with a more of a golden rose lens.
No.
No, that's how I think about
there
it.
There are a lot
I think of... about our old apartment. I'm like, oh, that was such a great apartment. I loved living there. And then I was like, wait a second. I have video evidence of you being like, I hate this house. So I don't get...
I still dislike it. That's what I was going to say is like the zoo.
The zoo?
For Australia. Mm-hmm. Or Corumbum, whatever. Is not a bad zoo. I just didn't like it as much.
As this other thing you can't remember.
I can remember. And there's things about those zoos that back home that I don't like either.
Back home? In the south? Where you drink our iced tea?
Man, iced tea is not a thing.
Bro, it is. I've seen it in the store. They have Lipton iced tea in the packets.
Well, yeah.
And ready-made for you. That's I don't not know what I mean. The hell you're talking about.
The ready-made stuff is bullshit. All that sucks. It's awful tea.
Then you like the packet ones?
Yeah.
They have those here too.
I know. But nobody's serving that, is what
Cry
I mean.
About it.
I am crying about it right now to you.
Cry about it by yourself because nobody else cares. No, but seriously, nobody else cares because nobody in this house other than you likes iced tea.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, back to our original conversation. So you didn't like Corumbum. Okay, well, it was my favorite day.
We also didn't go to Honey World.
Honey World.
Or Honeyland, whatever the heck it was called.
Because it's gonna be, it was a warehouse.
But I still wanted to
go. Full of honey.
I wanted to go.
Jar of honey.
I wanted to see it.
You would have missed the bus.
I'll catch the next one.
You were the one who was like, I'm bored. I want to go home.
Well, at that point, we had already seen everything.
Yeah, except for apparently Honey World.
Except
but
for
you were like,
world.
I want to go home. And I'm like, okay, well, the bus is going to be here. Or we can spend an hour waiting for the next bus walking around Honey World.
There's so much honey there.
It was not that big of a building.
It was not.
And
but
you
they
can't
put
go
them
back
in tiny
in the
jars.
Zoo because we've already gone in. So we would have literally been standing in the middle of nowhere, sitting on a curb because there's nothing else around it.
There's not. There's a tiny little shop outside.
We'll go back and go to Honey World.
No.
No.
I don't want to go that bad.
So you're saying is you wanted to go enough to complain about it, but not enough to actually go to it on a different day.
That's pretty much everything in my life.
Oh my God. Anyway.
I wanted it bad enough at the time. It's decreased since then, so no.
But you still want to complain about it?
I want to complain about it because I had very strong feelings at the time, like a child.
I mean, I guess your feelings are valid. You can be sad. I'm sad that we didn't spend more time at the beach. I'm sad that we stood on the beach and we stood on the edge of the beach, never actually took our shoes off and went into the sand because we were like, we'll come back. And in my head, we were going to do that Sunday. And then we ended up having to go home because the trains weren't working.
Mm.
So I was sad about that.
I also felt bad about that as soon as we started talking about it.
Yeah. So we both feel sad about things.
Our strong child feelings.
Why are you referring to them as strong child feelings?
Because I'm imagining like the kid who really wants the candy, but the mom is like, no, you can't have the candy. And he's like, but I want it. That's what I'm imagining.
Every time I see a child do that, because I see a lot of children doing that because I'm over here at the store. And I want it, mom. One time, oh God, it was so funny. This kid was like probably an 8-year-old boy. He's shopping with his dad and he's like, Dad, this coffee drink is on sale for only for $6. And his dad was like, no, we're not getting that. You're not allowed to drink coffee like that because he's 8 years old. Anyway.
Yeah.
So the dad walks off and the kid follows him and he's super sad. And then he stops, turns around and goes and gets the coffee and then just follows off his dad. And so I'm like, I genuinely don't know if this dad just like gave in and bought the coffee or if the kid had to like leave it on a shelf someplace because he never came back. But I thought that was funny. He was like, you know what, fuck you, Dad, I am gonna get this coffee. I don't care. It was just really entertaining to me. I don't think customers know how much entertainment they bring me every day. It's really funny.
They bring it to you?
They bring me entertainment, yeah.
Silver platter.
Yep, they're like, here you go. Your shits and giggles for the day. Anyways.
Hmm.
So what about, we went to the Hota. I don't like that. I want to call it Hoda because that sounds way better. But Apparently the locals call it Hata, which is stupid, but okay. Anyway, we went there. What did you think about that?
Hota was interesting. I call it Hota as well because that just sounds right. Hata sounds incorrect.
Yeah,
like
why are... Yeah, no. I agree.
Anyway.
If we're talking English language-wise, it should be Hota.
It should be.
Because there's only one consonant between the two vowels.
Yeah. Just like home, mm-hmm. but E is different because it would automatically make the O. Anyway. So, Hota...
Soda is another version of it, of that. Soda would be the same thing as Hota.
There you go, yeah. But yeah, Hota, we went to the Renaissance thing.
Yeah, they had a digital Renaissance exhibit or whatever.
Expo?
I don't know. It was... Okay, so to preface this, I had no idea what I was going into. And basically, you go into this giant room... And there's like chairs and stuff everywhere. But then they have lots of different Renaissance artworks.
Printed, not the real ones.
Well, it's digital. So they're just projecting it. But they project it on the floor and on the ceiling and all of these like bars that they like these pillars they have in the room. And meanwhile, they have a bunch of like classical instrumental music playing to go along with all of the different stuff. And like, it's a presentation and you get to see the different works and learn about them. I thought it was very cool because I was never bored. You're like not sure I might've gotten bored if I was looking at one screen, but the fact that like you're surrounded by different like projections and they're all different and they're all moving constantly. That to me was very cool.
Even if you were looking in a, like in the center of the room, looking in one direction, you could see all the screens.
Mm-hmm.
You still would not see everything.
Yeah. And like I was constantly turning, looking around because everything's different.
Yeah. Even like as we were leaving, the people who were like on the other side of the room moved to where we were sitting to see another point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was very cool. It was $29 per person to get in, which is reasonable in my opinion for an exhibit at a museum.
It is a lot of time and money put in to make that kind of stuff. I was paying
attention
to that.
And it's only like a limited time. Like it's only until August, I think, that they're showing it. So I thought it was very cool. That was like definitely the highlight of the trip because the rest of the gallery, like it's not very large.
The rest of Hota.
Yeah. It's not very large. There's like a few, I think there's 5 floors total, but the 5th floor is just the rooftop bar restaurant and like the like glass lookout. And then the rest of the floors are the different galleries, but gallery, like the Renaissance was on like, I think level 1, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on level 1. So you really only have 2, 3, and 4, but then 4 was closed. So we only had 2 and 3, really. So it was interesting to see, like, because these are, like, not, like, it's not your typical art gallery where it's a bunch of, like, old artwork. Like, it's definitely not like the art galleries we went to in D.C.
D.C. is all about historic stuff.
Yeah.
The ones there are maybe upcoming artists or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's a wonderful space for newer artists to showcase their work. So I thought that was very cool because you don't get to see that aspect of things as much. Because like the galleries I'm used to going to are all like the big whoop-de-doo ones. So
yeah.
And then it was nice to walk around outside to climb up to the little thingy. A
little amphitheater garden thing. Yeah,
that
was cool.
That was fun. And then being able to walk around and then being able to walk down the canal was really nice.
The park out there by the canal is
really cute. Like, honestly, we didn't get our Subway sandwiches and eat there. We did it someplace else, but that would be another good spot to have like a little picnic.
Yeah, you get to sit by the purple rocks.
The purple rocks.
It was very weird.
Mm-hmm. And there was like all these like little iron sculptures, which was interesting too.
Yeah.
And like it's one, I imagine like going there for like a show or a concert or something would be really, really cool because of their amphitheater. I can envision Noah Kahn playing there.
There's a restaurant behind it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inside and the restaurant the upstairs was pretty good. Like that was actually a decent coffee that I got. And then the chips are pretty good too.
Chips.
And they had real ketchup, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They had real American ketchup. And then they had sweet chili too, I think. But it was really good. And the views were astounding from up there on the fifth floor.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then Pack Fair, Pacific Fair Shopping Center. That was, we went there twice, actually. We went there on Wednesday. And we did like the majority of the walking around. And then I got the world's worst headache and like thought I was about to die. So we had to sit down and drink overpriced Powerade.
Pack Fair is huge.
Yeah, we like, we went twice, right? And we still didn't even get to anywhere.
Not. We probably didn't see but I think half of it.
Yeah, I was about to say, we like maybe walked through a bunch. Like, well, I would say we probably walked through 3/4 of it. But we weren't actually looking. It was more like, we're walking out now.
Yeah.
But they had different food options. I got a Cinnabon, which was exciting. Didn't know they had those here. And then when we went after Corumbum, we went back to Pack Fair. Because it's at Broad Beach South. So when you get off the bus, like you're already there. Why wouldn't you just go in and have dinner or something?
Yeah.
So it was already in the evening. And so we got there and we were going to go to Outback Steakhouse because I was like, I didn't even think they had those here. But then I was like looking at their menu and like, it's not at all the same. Like there's, I think, 3 dishes that I recognized and I was like, you know, but they were so overpriced. Like the steaks were all $50 and I'm just like, I can't do it. So we went to this place called Betty's Burgers, which I'd heard a lot about and I've been wanting to go to. That was the best burger I've had since getting here. And the shake was really good. You only had the classic one. Yeah, I only had the classic one. So like there were like a lot more like interesting ones, but in Australia, I'm less likely to get like the fancy burgers because they always put bacon or beetroot on them. So I would rather just have the classic because then I don't have to be like, oh, can I get this? But can you take this and this and this off? Because I can't eat any of those things.
And it doesn't change the price. So yeah, you're exactly. Paying for nothing.
So you're paying for like extra nothing.
Yeah.
So, but the classic was really good. And I was obsessed with how much lettuce they put on there. Because that's my one thing is, y'all, I don't want a hamburger. That is like one leaf of lettuce on there. I want the ones that have like 7 pieces of lettuce on there. I want it to be more lettuce than burger patty almost.
Mm.
So they did a really good job with that. And their like signature sauce they put on is really good too.
Yeah.
And then we got those onion rings. Oh, which those were are the best onion rings. Those are the best onion rings I've probably ever had.
Yeah.
Even in America, they were so good. So we definitely have to go there again.
There's multiple. They're a chain, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of them's in downtown someplace. I've seen it before.
Mm.
So, yeah, we went there, and then, oh, my gosh, they have this cookie butter ice cream right now, which is, like, vanilla ice cream, and then Biscoff cookie butter, and then Biscoff cookies on top, and that was amazing. I would say that that was better than the milkshakes. I will say, though, that is the thickest milkshake I've found anywhere here in this.
Was it a thick shake?
They said it was a thick shake. Yeah, they don't have milkshakes. They only have thick shakes here.
Yeah.
That was another thing I was not used to when I got here, was the fact that milkshakes, it's just milk, guys.
Yeah, it's just cold milk.
It's just flavored milk, which is the most tragic and disgusting thing because, A, who the fuck wants that? Who
I do.
Wants that?
But no. I want like chocolate milk, strawberry milk like we have at home.
Exactly. I don't want.
That's not a milkshake.
It to be like milk plus some ice blended up. And so I'm just like, ew.
We have all three. We have flavored milk at home in America. We have milkshakes that are genuine milkshakes.
I think it's disgusting.
And then we have thick shakes as well.
But like whenever you go places and you get a milkshake in America, 99.9 times, like percent of the time, it's going to be a thick shake. I've never, ever had a shake in America that's been thin like this.
Yeah.
Ever. In all the places I've had milkshakes.
If you get a milkshake in America that doesn't require you to like crush the internal structure of the straw because of like how thick it is, then you'd say, you handed me a melted ice
cream. Yeah, I would be like, I'm so sorry. Can like you remake this? It's wrong.
Yeah.
Like I was never so appreciative of a chocolate Chick-fil-A milkshake with whipped cream and cherry. Also, why is that not a thing? Why don't I have maraschino cherries here?
Hmm.
I just want one, bro. I know. Everything here is expensive, but things like that are more expensive. Yeah. Anyway, I know that it's probably because they're unhealthy and have lots of red dye in them, but that's whatever. True too. I don't give a fuck. I want to be able to sit there and eat like 7 maraschino cherries.
This is when the screaming eagle sound plays over.
Screech!
Yeah.
What's that thing is like the TikTok sound that's like, God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engines.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of.
Oh.
I was thinking.
You'll have to find that inserted over this.
No, there's a better one.
No, this should be your song. Is you should use that song and do a compilation all about milkshakes.
No. Compilation? We only talked about it for like 2 minutes.
Whatever. I'm not going to, you know what? I'm actually not going to give you creative direction because you do a great job.
You actually think so?
I do.
Why?
Because I think they're good and they're funny.
That's surprising.
What? Why is that surprising?
I don't think you think the things that I think are funny are funny.
I think that all of them have been funny. I don't know what you're talking about.
Interesting.
Did you do one for the Bridgerton episode?
Do one what?
Did you do one of these music video things for the Bridgerton episode?
Oh, no. I haven't done a song in a minute.
In a minute? Well, let this be a song episode.
Milkshakes?
Anywho, so Betty's Burgers slapped. Ice cream was amazing. What else did we do? We did pack fair. We went to the Hota or Hota. We did Karamam, took an entire day, which I loved. And then one of the other days, I think it was when we did Hota, we just walked around for a while, all up and down Broad Beach and Surfer's Paradise. We walked down, that was the day we walked down to the beach, but we didn't go on the beach because I was wearing my Converse and I was like, I don't have to take these off and then get sand in them. That just sounded awful.
Yep.
So other than that, those were like the main things that we did. And I really thought that was like the perfect weather to do Karamam specifically because it was cool and it wasn't like super, super hot. So we walked around the whole day and I was like, good. I didn't feel overheated.
I saw a dingo.
Yeah, we saw 2 dingoes.
2.
And it was scary because the person was in there.
It was 1 dingo.
What?
You didn't read the signs.
Okay,
there were 3 signs in there in that enclosure.
So there was 2.
It was 1 dingo and 1 other animal that's closely related.
They looked identical.
They do, but one's smaller than the other.
Oh. Anyway, there was a trainer in there and she was playing tug of war with a blanket with them. And I was like, what the fuck?
Why? They're just dogs.
I know, except for dingoes act like dogs until they decide that they're actually a wild animal again. Yes. And then they attack you.
But that's
which
everything.
Is super dangerous.
That is every domesticated animal.
I know, but for dingoes, it's way worse.
For dingoes, it's worse because they're more closely undomesticated.
So I'm like, she's just playing tug of war with this blanket with them. And I'm just like, am I about to watch this woman get mauled by dingoes? Like, what the fuck?
Those dingoes have been in there for a long time.
I understand, but in my brain, it was like, that's a wild animal. You shouldn't be doing that with a wild animal.
Well, they do the same thing with like whales and everything else. So like,
this is true, I guess.
A dolphin could totally screw you over.
I don't think we should be petting wild animals anyway. Don't touch that.
Well, every animal was a wild animal.
But, okay, you're telling me a chihuahua was a wild animal?
Yes. Well, technically no, because they were wolves and then they domesticated down.
But the cavemen that domesticated them way long ago.
Yeah.
Don't care about them dying. I'm talking about us now in our modern day. I don't think we should be
what
as modern
I'm
day.
Saying,
when we have plenty of domesticated animals, my thing is, why are we playing with the wild ones?
It's only wild until it's domesticated.
Exactly, but if we've already domesticated so many animals, why on earth do we feel the need to domesticate more? Why can't we just let the wild ones be wild because that's how they were born to be in the first place?
Because humans are controlling.
Because humans are bitches. All of them. Anyway, so all in all, a good trip. Would you want to go, Ben, to the Gold Coast?
Go again?
Mm-hmm. While we're here.
Nah.
These are the places that I would like to go. To Sunshine Coast, to Melbourne, Canberra, in Sydney.
I don't believe in going to the same place twice.
You know, my aunt has a great saying that, like, you should always leave something undone in a city. Because then you always have a reason to go back.
Okay. I don't agree with that either.
Wow.
If you do 90% of something and then go back to do the 10%, then you still can't come back because you've done 100% now.
I don't know. It's just a saying.
You'd have to maybe, do...
Mom, did I get the saying right? Because I don't think I did.
It was your mom who said that?
No, she's the one who's told me, though, multiple times.
I was saying, why didn't you just say that from the beginning?
I'm like, someone once told me. Did I get that right, Mom?
Yeah.
No. Oh, my gosh. I'm dying over here. Anyway, and then I had a birthday dinner where we went to the Mecca Bar. Mecca Bar? Which I thought it was Mecca Bar because nobody says R's here. It's just like, ah. And so when people were like, Mecca Bar, I thought it was like Mecca Bar, but it was like, no, it's Mecca Bar, like B-A-H.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought the food was really good. The falafel was really good. I would not get those like cheese thingy-majiggies again. They were like the phyllo pastry with cheese, and it was stuffed with cheese. But I'm like, bro, there needs to be a cheese pull if it's stuffed with cheese. And there was no cheese pull.
Maybe the kind of cheese they used didn't pull.
That's what I'm saying is like in my, like for me to enjoy it, it needs to have that much cheese.
Mm.
So that's why, like, was it a bad dish? I don't think they made it wrong or anything. I just think that I just didn't enjoy it because that's not what I typically enjoy.
Yeah.
But your chicken was really good. The dips and the bread were really good. And then my falafel was also really good.
We got to stop talking about food.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too. You wouldn't let me eat before we filmed this.
Whoa, I didn't say that.
You were like, I was like, are you hungry? I'm hungry. And you're like, I just want to get this over with first. And I was like, I guess I'm not eating.
Well, you could have done whatever you wanted. I just want to get done. Uh-huh. That's all I said.
Anyway, it's okay. I want ramen and pizza.
I was going to ask if you want a Subway.
You want to go get Subway again?
No, I thought it was funny to ask.
Oh my God. We'll get Subway next week. Hey, maybe this will be our thing. Like, we get Subway after we do a podcast as like a reward.
It's like a reward.
It's like a reward.
Oh my gosh.
Because remember we used to do that with Taco Bell.
Yeah, but we did that before we record.
Yeah, same thing.
I guess.
I miss Taco Bell.
There's Taco Bell here, but it's just not the same. It's
shitty as fuck.
It's not shitty.
It is shitty. There's nothing on the menu.
Well, that's also a problem.
I'm like, I don't want to eat just a taco. I want a burrito with cheese on the outside with 7 different packets of sauce. And I want my Fiesta potatoes and my Chalupa Supreme and my Gordita Crunch and my Crunch Wrap. And my taco, my soft tacos.
They have some of those things.
They don't have them, that they're good.
I think the problem with Australia Taco Bell is their minimum standards for what Taco Bell would produce in America is so much higher than America. So, like, we want this dirt cheap, shitty ass food for some fucking reason.
I know, but I want more options on the menu. My thing is like, why do they have 2 things on the menu? They don't even have crunch wraps.
I'm pretty sure they did.
No. That's what I'm saying. It makes no sense. Anyway, first thing when we get back to the US, the first things we're eating are Chick-fil-A, Wingstop, and Taco Bell.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
I like Wingstop better. Actually, I take that back. They make damn good tacos at Buffalo Wild Wings.
And their fries.
Their fries are good too. Their Asian Zing sauce, you know what? Yeah.
Asian Zing is over fucking rated.
Honey barbecue then. Their ranch is fucking fire.
Underrated.
Underrated ranch is Buffalo Wild Wing ranch.
Yeah.
Anyway, Well, we're going to end the podcast here. This was a very brief, not very in-depth review of our time in the Gold Coast. We kind of mostly just talked about food this whole episode. Yeah. Dakota better not be hungry when he's editing this.
Dakota's hungry now.
Brianna is hungry right now.
Anyway,
thanks for joining us. Drop any recommendations for like Sunshine Coast activities we should do. Or like Sydney things we should do, or Canberra things we should do, or Melbourne things we should do.
We didn't talk about the Meriton Hotel itself, really.
We did.
As we talked about the room.
The hotel itself.
The gym is meh, and the pool is really good. That's all I
Yeah, say. The spa pool is pretty good. It's not very warm, in my opinion. It could be hotter.
I'd say the place that we got and the accommodations and all that, 4 out of 5 stars.
I would say 4 out of 5 stars too, because the lobby is really nice. The people are really nice. Oh, Jesus, that was a lot of lip balm. That's all my face.
I just wanted to like, I feel like we just told our experience, but didn't give anything back to the people, you know? So like giving them, is it a good place? Yeah, 4 out of 5.
I would not recommend the subway that's off of the Cavill Street. Cavill Ave. G stop, because they don't make sandwiches that great there.
2 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. I would recommend the Mecca Bar, and then I would recommend that little place we got pizza from was actually pretty good in my opinion.
Roma?
Mm-hmm.
2 out of 5.
I thought that it was like a good 3.5. Like, it wasn't shitty pizza, but it was pretty good. You can get a small personal pizza for like $9. There were a lot of different kinds. The one I tried was pretty good. I got one that was like a Hawaiian, but without ham. It was good. Where else did we go?
We cooked
a few times. You got sushi, and I'm still thinking about that sushi. It was so good.
Oh, yeah. We went to that place down at the corner and got Spring Indian rolls. Curry chicken.
Yeah, and he got some Indian curry chicken, which was really good. So yeah, all in all, the food of this trip was actually pretty good.
The food was the best part.
I will say, I wish I had gotten the lemon lime ice cream instead of the mango one from Woolies.
Oh.
That's my only complaint. And that was my fault.
My only complaint is I didn't get the 4-quart ice cream instead of just the 2-quart ice cream.
Why did he need 4 quarts of ice cream over a 4-day holiday?
I could have eaten a quart a day. I could have eaten 4 quarts a day.
You could be healthy also.
I am a different breed, hon. Built different. I survive on sugar and all the garbage in the world. Like a raccoon.
Terrible. Like a raccoon. You said your spirit animal was what?
A bat.
A bat?
Because I squeak all the time.
Oh, or a mouse? No, it's a raccoon. They squeak too.
I like raccoons.
I shot a raccoon.
You shot my spirit animal?
Not recently.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was killing our chickens. I actually did not shoot it. Like, I saw someone else shoot it. That's not... I can't lie on the podcast.
Witness to murder.
Too many people I know watch this.
Witness to murder still.
No.
Guilty by association.
You're guilty.
Of what?
Everything. Being
cute?
No. Nobody could ever claim that of you. I'm kidding. You're guilty of having the sweetest heart. Having tears that glimmer like sunlight and starfall.
Why am I tearful?
I don't know, because you're just tearing now.
Because you're making me sad.
Maybe I make you sad because your tears are so beautiful.
That's so... wrong.
I don't know how to explain this to you because you haven't read ACOTAR, but there's this one scene in ACOMAF where during the holiday of Starfall, like the stars and the spirits are like going right, and I don't really understand this part. Maybe somebody can confirm or deny this, but in the scene, I swear to God, what happens is that the two characters are standing on a roof. And one of the stars are like falling, right? And the star hits the girl in the face. And it's just sludge.
Ugh.
Glittery sludge. And then another one hits him, the other guy, in the face. And then he's literally sludge. And I'm thinking, in this moment, they're like, you're so pretty. Like, oh, don't wipe it off. It's so beautiful. You're glimmering or whatever, right?
Sure.
In my head, I'm like, that is like liquid body. That's like somebody melted on your face.
Well.
And I'm horrified. So anyway.
A star.
I know this was supposed to be a cute moment. It was not.
A star is just a really, really small sun.
But it's not a star. It's a spirit. That
ugh, that's even worse.
Exactly. I read this page 3 times because I was like, this cannot be what's happening right now. Anyway.
Gross.
Anyway, on that note, thanks for joining us, guys, for this really weird episode. And congratulations to us, because this is the last episode of season 2.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the more significant thing.
What's the more significant thing?
We have 50 subscribers.
We have 50 subscribers! Subscribers! Woo! One of our videos popped up and got like 10,000 views.
Only 10,000, then it flatlined like
that's because YouTube did sucks. It
on purpose.
Yeah. They did.
Even though it had anyway, so much more momentum.
Anywho, sadness. But people were really loving our Bridgerton episode. So you can expect more content like that in next season.
Reviewing and ranting?
Review and
rant. We should call it reviewing and ranting.
No context convos. Review and ranting. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, so it'll be fun. Enjoy that. We're going to take a little break. Not sure when we're coming back. We'll let y'all know eventually.
If we're keeping on schedule, it's like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. So enjoy this little break. Rewatch all of our old episodes because you miss us.
We've gotten a lot of traction, ironically, on the episodes that don't have any video on it. For some reason.
Interesting. So anyway, listen, watch, do whatever you want to do in the 2 weeks, and we'll see you for season 3.
In the next one.
Bye. Bye-bye.
That was good.